Well, it finally happened. Michigan got a case of the monkeypox. The first to pop up in the state happened in an Oakland County resident. Monkeypox viral illness spreads primarily through direct contact with infectious rash, scabs, or bodily fluids, or prolonged face-to-face contact. And this is something, monkeypox, first identified in the late 50s in the Congo. But it wasn't until roughly 1970 where there was a first human case identified. Generally resides in rodents, squirrels, primates, things like that. But you're dealing with fever, headaches, muscle aches, chills, exhaustion. A lot of the same symptoms, quite frankly, as COVID-19. But monkeypox is a lot rarer. Calandra Green is the Oakland County Health Officer. She joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Nice to have you with us. What was the reaction when you found out that you had a resident in Oakland County with monkeypox?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I think that, you know, COVID has showed us in public health and the regular public as well to always be in a readiness state. We at the public health department, along with the state of Michigan, have really been gearing up in case there was a positive case here in our region. And so we have been making sure we're well-versed. We understand monkeypox very well, understand the treatment and how to prevent and others from getting infected with monkeypox, and really putting together all of our criteria updated on our website for the general public to stay informed. So how do we feel about it? I won't say that it was inevitable, but we've been in a readiness state and prepared to deal with it should a case arise.
How easily is this transmitted, and how dangerous is it?
Yeah, monkeypox is contagious when there is a rash present. And so let's just talk about a little bit about how it's spread. Typically, you nailed it in the beginning, talking about how it's spread and what you typically see. It's really, you can have some symptoms like flu, like fever and headache and muscle aches and back pain, swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion. Those are some of the symptoms that you see as the virus is taking effect. But most predominantly, you'll see a rash that looks like pimples or blisters that appear on the face, can be inside the mouth or on other parts of the body, like the hands, feet, chest, and especially in the genital area. It's spread in different ways. It can be spread from person to person through direct contact with those that infectious rash and the scabs or bodily fluids, some respiratory secretions during prolonged face-to-face contact, or during intimate physical contact, such as kissing, hugging, cuddling, and things of that nature. So it is contagious, but the pustules are contagious when that rash is present and up until those scabs have fallen off.
Calandra Green, Oakland County Health Officer, kindly joining this morning, Paul W. Smith Show here on 760 WJR. Calandra, with everything that we've been through the last couple of years, I'm sure you know better than anybody. The average person goes, oh, no, what are we going to do? How do you calm the fears of people? Is this something that the average human being in Oakland County or elsewhere, is this something that should even be on their radar right now?
Yeah, I think that folks need to be aware of their personal hygiene, assessing, monkeypox is for those folks typically who have traveled into some areas of the Southwest African areas. Those that are having sex with men, it's prominent in those. If you have those behaviors, you should be concerned. You should have a heightened awareness of having any rashes. Even those that you may have had before that have healed up, if you have some concerns about that, it's really important to work directly with your healthcare provider and assessing, your sexual behaviors and any hygiene issues that you've noticed that are different in your body. I don't think that it's cause for panic for anyone here in Oakland County. This case is isolating and poses no danger to the general public. And it's important for folks to think of that. So this is not like COVID where you have an Omicron or a Delta variant spreading widely in the air through aerosol or respiratory droplet transmissions where you need a mask to protect yourself. This is identifiable. It can be tested through swab culture. Results can be given back, and individuals can be treated based on their risk level. And we do the same thing in the public health department as we've done with other communicable diseases, where when these cases are identified, we do a thorough case investigation where we really trace back the steps of the individual, determine their infectious period, so we know how long these folks need to isolate. And then we do a very, very deep dive into contact tracing and identifying any individuals that may have come into contact with the infected person during the infectious period. The public health, one of the functions of public health is to also symptom monitor any close contacts. So in this individual case, again, this case is isolated at home, poses no risk to the general public. We are in the process as of identifying all of those close contacts and doing symptom monitoring. If during our investigation, we feel that any of the individuals that are close contacts are at a high risk, we will offer treatment for those individuals in collaboration with their healthcare provider.
Well, it sounds like, at least here in Oakland County, we're in the good hands of Calandra Green, because you've got this, sounds like you've got this thing under wraps. Calandra, thank you so much for your time this morning and the insight.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yep, you do the same.